You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass, 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 brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. I want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to touch on a couple of topics. You know, this has been a great week. All right, we have a new administration that has rolled in and has rolled in extremely strong. President Trump, he is, to date, he is keeping all the promises that he's made, and he's making an impact, as he said he was on the campaign trail. And this is good for business. This is good for Wall Street. This is good for the tech industry. This is good for Americans in general. You know, inflation's out of control. And, you know, with all the things that are transpiring in this country, there needed to be change one way or the other. And I feel like we're going to have the boom of the 80s. I feel like that's coming. And there are a lot of things that are going on right now. And I'm just sticking to technology and just business. Basically, one initiative that is taking place is with the AI revolution, right? You know, you have over the past year or two, the explosion of AI on the scene has been incredible. You have had companies, you know, like OpenAI, Anthropic, and other companies coming out swinging, Google and all coming out swinging and trying to get their piece of the pie while they can, because at the end of the day, all these companies feel that AI is the future. And we know it. We know it's the future, right? Now, the thing here, it takes a tremendous amount of resources to render all the AI that is generated. So that means a lot of data centers. That means a lot of money, a lot of investment that needs to go into this. And the thing about it with data centers, that it's, you know, you have hardware there, right? All of this stuff evolves. You know, if you look back at IBM way back when, you know, they had these big 8-foot servers, I mean, tape to tape, and I mean, huge. If you went in a room, you would just see the tapes moving, zzz, zzz, moving back and forth, and this is what they worked with. And you can take probably, I'm going to say, maybe the capacity of 4 or 5 of those big servers from back then, and you have it in the palm of your hand in a phone. This is the evolution of technology. And what's going to wind up happening is that these data centers are going to evolve. So it will take a lot of money to maintain, sustain, and scale that. But, you know, what's felt here by President Trump is that this needs to be done. So he put together an initiative, you know, the White House, they put together an initiative that is called Stargate. Basically, it's a $100 billion initiative that includes the likes of OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank. And Oracle, they've already started building out data centers in Texas, and they're going to be going all over the place. Now, you know, they've made this $100 billion commitment, and basically it's more. I think they mentioned $500 billion. Elon Musk doesn't think that they have the money to do the deal, okay? But then again, him and Altman, they had their own little thing going on. So how much of that, you know, you can rely on, I can't say. But what I can say is that this is bold. This is meant to keep the United States of America at the forefront at the forefront of technology, at the forefront of artificial intelligence, okay, where you're going to have rampant robotics, you're going to have rampant drones, you're going to have rampant just AI, just making, even in Hollywood, you know, I mean, this is why Hollywood's freaking out, because, oh my God, you're going to make, you know, AI-generated actors and we can't act anymore. Well, they're doing this now with the animated features, right? You know, so I think that there has to be some embracing of that technology in Hollywood. They need to think about this, because you can't buck technology. I'm sorry, you cannot. You know, you may have retro things, you know, like the vinyls that were back in the 70s and 80s, how they're coming back, because, you know, the new kids on the block want to have that, the nostalgia. Okay, but it's not practical, right? In the world of AI, in the world of technology, it's not practical, because you have to evolve. You have to evolve and you have to grow. So anyway, what's going to be happening there is going to be very interesting. I think that it's a bold initiative that should place the United States on top globally. And again, you know, you have other countries out there that are concerned that, you know, the United States is going to be on top. Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, if countries stop over-regulating and allow for innovation, I don't care if it's AI, blockchain, crypto, whatever it is, stop over-regulating. If you have the ability to embrace the technology, if you have the ability to go and elevate your presence globally, why won't you do it? Why would you try to kill innovation? This is what happened in this past administration. Okay, you had the SEC going buck wild. I mean, going after everyone and anyone under the sun that had crypto or blockchain in their name. But now the change is here. Okay, and as opposed to the United States going and following the trend of other countries, we can set the standard, which would be better for growth, I believe, all over Europe. If they, you know, they started in their initiative, you know, the UK started their initiative with their MiCA, and they did that. Great. Now there has to be more to, you got to protect investors, of course. Okay, as far as crypto is concerned, you have to do that, because you have too many of these meme coins and everything floating around. You know, it's ridiculous that someone can go and issue a meme coin and all of a sudden, boom, they're making millions. And you go in and you say, yo, I'm excited. I got a panda bear coin. Okay, what are you going to do with it? Can't hold it. Can't use it anywhere. And by the time they pull the rug, it's going to be worthless. So you have a nice little digital token that you can't do anything with. You know, for those investors out there, and this is just my input, take it or leave it, whatever you want to do with it. I mean, this is not investment advice. I'm just saying, be cautious. Make sure, and it's, if you're looking at crypto, I would definitely go and understand, you know, what it is. All right, meaning that if you are dealing with a layer one, like whether it be, you know, like Bitcoin, of course, everyone knows that is a layer one. That's a granddaddy, right? Not a grandma. Okay. Now you got Ethereum, you got Solana, you got Pico Novus, you have Avalanche, you got Cardano. These are all layer ones. They have growth potential. Why? Because they have utility. Utility. A meme coin has no utility. Why do people get involved with it? Well, what are they doing? They're going and it's like gambling. It's like going to a casino. Okay, you know, if you're silly enough to get involved in that and be on the tail end of it, you know, then you're going to wind up getting hurt. You know, because trust me, the people that create these things, these are the people that are making the money and they're walking away. And then they do it again and they walk away again. You know, just be careful out there. Stick to projects that have some juice to them. The ones that I just mentioned, they have juice to them. They're layer ones. They're scalable. There's utility there. There's a lot of growth potential. Okay, you need to look at that. You need to look at that. All right, now going back to AI, I know I went down another road, but, you know, these are the things that are on my mind that I want to share with you. AI with the data centers. You know, basically, it's not just AI. You know, you have like Bitcoin mining, you have other crypto, you have blockchain and the like. You have these data centers that are going to be going up, right? So that they can go and provide the capacity for AI. And AI is going to be across everything. It's going to be across the military. Okay, it's going to be across your home. It's going to be on your phones. Look, Samsung is coming out with their S25 Galaxy, and that's going to have AI in it. Now, granted, it's going to have the Google Gemini, which is not, you know, is not anywhere close to OpenAI or Anthropic or the like. However, it's there. This is where things are going. And the thing about these data centers, they eat up a lot of energy, a lot, because you have to run them around the clock. You know, if you're in a, and you're talking about air conditioning, you're talking about everything. Now, if you're in a cool environment, like somewhere cold, maybe Alaska, and it's freezing over there, you know what? You may cut the power a little bit, but still, everything's running. It's going to cost with the processing power and everything else. Okay, that's what gets everything moving, and it keeps moving, right? So, you know, I think that nuclear power may be the answer, may be the key, as AI and blockchain continue to expand their footprint. And this is just the beginning. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep on going and going. So they need to come up with alternatives, right? So as opposed to going and actually eating up, you know, the fossil fuels and the like, or the electricity that's out there, you know, they can, you know, if they implement nuclear, safe nuclear, I think that's going to give, you know, these data centers the power they need. Cost effective, no less. Okay. Now, the safety protocols, this is not 1970, 2025. Okay. We have the capacity to make things safer. You know, like they made the bionic man, if anyone remembers, it made him better, faster, stronger, so on and so forth. They can do this stuff right now with nuclear. They have the ability to do that, and I believe that they will. I believe that they will. Okay, now, with that said, we're going to drift off to another topic that has been, you know, really interesting. It's the TikTok controversy, the TikTok issue, the TikTok banning. Okay, TikTok was banned during the Biden administration. Now, should it have been banned? I think that if they would not comply, it should have been. Now, the issue with TikTok is that it's owned, I don't care what you say, ByteDance owns it, and ByteDance owns it, right? So ByteDance owns it, and the Chinese government owns a majority of ByteDance, all right? So when you're going on TikTok and you're going there and you're TikToking away, you're sharing your videos, your location, doing all these things, sharing your family and your friends and all this other stuff, you're connecting with all these people, they're connecting the dots. Make no mistake, those metrics, that metadata is being gathered. And, you know, I've spoken to people, I mean, really smart people, you know, I mean, professionals, doctors, lawyers, and the like. And I bring that up, I bring that to their attention. And the response is, oh yeah, everybody's taking your data. Okay, well, so if somebody in China all of a sudden becomes Joe Smith, and you're Joe Smith, you're okay with that? Okay, I mean, you're talking about stealing information, identities, and so on and so forth. You don't know what's being done with that information. Granted, you have a lot of bad actors out there in general. Okay, and, you know, Meta, which is Facebook, they have done, you know, their share of things in their history. All right. However, at the end of the day, you know, you as the individual using the platforms, you should have more control of your data. You should control your level of privacy. You should control what you share and what you don't, or what you want shared. Of course, you see this all over the place right now, right? But let's talk about reality, truth. Okay, you have platforms out there that they don't adhere to what you think they adhere to. Okay, You know, since we're talking about social media, this is what we're going to stick to for the rest of this show. Okay, social media. The next generation of social media. I mentioned TikTok. I believe that what's going to wind up happening here is that TikTok, either they're going to comply to what is most certainly the most explosive and financially explosive market, which is the United States now, all right, or they're going to be cut out of it, which hurts them, all right? So you have hundreds of millions of billions of people using TikTok all over the world. You have people that are building businesses on TikTok, and I get it. They're building businesses. They're doing their thing. They're making money, so they don't care who knows what or why, because they're able to pay their bills. But they don't care about who, what, where, why until it impacts them. And it could, and it probably will, right? So, you know, that privacy is going to become important. And I think that what's going to wind up happening in one way, shape, or form, someone, the United States is going to designate a company for TikTok to partner with, all right? And it's not going to be an AI company, so shake that out, shake that off. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a social media company, and it's not going to be Meta, okay? It's going to be a group that can actually go and make it worth their while, that can go really control the situation. And I would not be shocked, if Elon Musk and X is tapped for this task. Wouldn't be shocked. And they would own 50% of TikTok, I believe. That'd be interesting. So we'll see what happens with that, because one way or another, something's going to happen. They have a reprieve for maybe a couple of weeks or so, but I think that something has to give. Something has to give there, because the protection of identities and metadata should be of the utmost importance. Now that brings me to another social media platform, which is considered a super app, as in Telegram. Now Telegram, it's a cool type of platform, right? You know, if you like developing bots and doing all this stuff and kind of, you know, having a, you know, somewhat that you kind of think is private, right? But you're able to connect and do all this other stuff, you know, then, you know, that's a good platform for you. However, I'm going to say it and listen to me carefully. Telegram is not N-O-T, not end-to-end encrypted, not. If you have the secret messages, I mean, why does a message have to be secret? Just make it end-to-end encrypted, period, the end. But they don't do that. They don't do that. You know, it's concerning, because that means that you think that you're going and you're having a conversation that no one can see it, but they can. Right. This is why, you know, look, Telegram has been rampant for a lot of things, like crypto promoting, stock promoting, this, that, and some bad things too. However, you know, it doesn't mean that if ever they wanted to, that they can't turn on the switch to comply with federal or any type of government if they needed to go get in there for something. So make no mistake, it's not end-to-end encrypted, and you know, your information could be snagged and find itself on the dark web. Who knows what's going on there? You know, they have all these cool things on there, and I guess if it was end-to-end encrypted, it would be a lot better. But again, as far as privacy is concerned, it's not at the level that it should be. Now, WhatsApp is a different story. WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. However, this is the big thing. This is a caveat. Okay. However, they can still read your messages if they need to. So it's end-to-end encrypted to a point. And again, what is that point? All right. If you have privacy, you have privacy. But that's not really that private. You have the likes of Viber and other platforms that offer messaging. Signal is good for messaging and is private. But again, you know, if you want something that's a little more, because if you're going to a messaging app and you're there to message, you know, chances are you're not getting involved in the other stuff. This is why, you know, Telegram is is good for certain things because it's a super app. So you're able to engage in social media and the like. And that's what brings me to MChatIVE, Megahoo ChatIVE. It's end-to-end encrypted. End-to-end encrypted, no exceptions. Meaning, if I send you a message and you reply to me, you are, it's encrypted, only you can read my message. No one else can. Not the company, nothing. Okay, and that is important. No metadata is collected. No IP addresses are collected. It is true privacy and security. And that's fantastic, in my opinion. Okay, the encryption is as such as, again, the messages are truly peer-to-peer, between me and you, or you and whoever you're speaking to, whoever you're chatting with, whether it be a video call, an audio call, whatever you're doing. And because it's blockchain-enabled encryption, and that's what makes this possible. It's an encryption protocol that is impossible to pretty much impossible to crack. And again, it protects people's privacy, and no metadata and no IP addresses being collected is a big thing. Telegram, WhatsApp, Telegram, I know that they have location and all that other stuff, so you can actually, find out where someone is. WhatsApp, I'm sure they have the same thing on there. With ChatIVE, Megahoo ChatIVE, the cool thing about it is that they don't have that, but also what is there is that you have many other things. You have social media, where you have a TikTok, Instagram type of social media called Soapbox that's integrated into the platform. It was a standalone. It's integrated into Megahoo ChatIVE. And that gives people the ability to share things publicly. Okay, and again, just like Telegram, there are many apps that a company, a brand, a business, and anyone that wants to, they can go and create a mini app of their website, or they can customize a game or they can take their website and make it into an e-commerce type of thing to do this, to go and put it on Megahoo ChatIVE for them to increase their business. Okay, it's good in that respect because it allows for that growth. It allows for that growth. And plus, just like Telegram, Megahoo ChatIVE has channels, right? They have channels, but this is the difference here. The channels that are there are like massive group chats, but there's something called a private club, which allows a brand, a company, an organization, or an influencer to go and have their own private club, which is like their own social media feed where they have people that subscribe to it. They can have free subscriptions, paid subscriptions, things of that nature. Basically, this gives, for those that use OnlyFans, this gives OnlyFans a run for its money because this is a super app. This is not a one-dimensional thing. It's a super app. So you can have your private club, but you can also do other things on there and talk to your kids if you want to. Because the private club, the great thing about it, the private club is its own user handle. So you're not revealing too much of, you're not revealing your actual user handle, you see? So you're able to go and create a user handle just for that club. And there you go. And then here goes the kicker of it, is that when you have that club and you reach a certain threshold, you actually literally own that club. You own it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. An NFT would be issued showing ownership at that club where you can build it up and you can sell it if you want to at a later date, or continue to grow it and keep monetizing it. And the monetization, those private clubs, they range from going and basically marketing or selling a virtual appearance. Maybe someone wants a phone call, they want a minute, like Cameo, right? They want a minute to go talk to you. They want a message for their answer machine. It's going to be you, okay? And you're a celebrity, or you're a music artist, whatever the case may be. This is a cool thing because you're able to monetize your social media presence that much more. And that's the great stuff here. Okay, and then let me just add more to it. Okay, unlike other super apps, you can actually go and do crypto swapping on here. Yeah, you can go trade, you can go crypto swap peer-to-peer on there, on the platform. All right, and then you're going to be able to go also sell digital services. Okay, you're going to be able to go and sell NFTs, and you're going to be able to go sell other digital items, and eventually it'll evolve to bringing physical items to the table. But the great thing for businesses is that they'll be able to go on Megahoo Chat Hive, they'll be able to go over time, they'll be able to go and do procurement, meaning that let's say they wanted to go and they were looking for a company to go and that makes, I don't know, maybe they have a confectionery company, or maybe they make widgets, whatever it may be, right? And you, as a company, you want to buy widgets. So as opposed to you calling around all over the world trying to get a deal, or going to Alibaba or crossing your fingers, oh my God, I hope that this works out, you're going to have the ability to do it right there and communicate with them, because all of these companies will be verified, so you don't have to verify anything. They don't have that corporate check. They're not verified. Beware. So all this cool stuff is happening. That's why for me, I'm excited. I'm excited about Megahoo Chat Hive for the security, for the features, for the things that are going on. And it's the greatest thing that people aren't hearing about. You're not seeing this on TV. The media is not picking it up, but I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it because it means something. It does mean something. Okay, and when I look at other social media platforms out there, I see things that are lacking. Okay, and the way Megahoo Chat Hive is, there is enough prongs of potential revenue streams that are there that they don't have to bleed any of their members dry for their metadata. They don't need to. Okay, and the one thing I know, that there is much more coming. So, with that said, in the world of social media, okay, you know, with messaging, with super apps, you know, as I said, Telegram, not end-to-end encrypted. It's a great system for what it is. It's a little, you know, you have to have some knowledge in order to utilize it, but you know, it can work for you if you like it, and if you don't care about your metadata and location and all that stuff being out there or having no end-to-end encryption, right? WhatsApp has end-to-end encryption. However, as I said, they can hear things, but the features and everything are great. It's part of Meta, and it's connected to all their other things like Instagram, everything else. So it's pretty cool for what it is. Megahoo Chat Hive is all-inclusive. For me, it is the way to go, and it's just going to get better, and it's a young platform. That's the beauty of it, and it's built with blockchain. So, you know, it's not going to get any better than that. Anyway, I wanted to touch on these things today on this show and share my thoughts on it. We've been getting a lot of requests from a lot of different people. Interesting that they're reaching out to you. They want to come on the show. I'll tell you how you can, request to come on the show. You can just, email info@moneyneversleepsradio.com. Okay, if you do that, we'll get back to you and try to arrange to come on, for you to come on the show. And again, we don't charge for people to come on the show. We want people to come on this show so that they can share their knowledge with our listeners and they can help to add value to it. I know there are shows out there that go and have this, pay-to-play type of thing, but that doesn't happen here. We're not interested in that either. So if you have something of value to bring to the listeners, then definitely, bring it to the table. Just bring it to the table, because we want to make sure that we can get as many quality people on the show as we move forward. All right. Anyway, with that said, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we will be back with you with another episode of Money Never Sleeps. And I'm going to talk about other random topics, because a lot of interesting things going on. A lot of interesting things. All right, thank you again, and you guys have a great rest of the week.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio, in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Velazquez and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.